We talked about Mental Health Awareness Month. That's May, but this week is kind of a kickoff to a summer with National Travel and Tourism Week. And back with us in the studio is Executive Director of Visit Grand Rapids, Megan Christensen. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Have you always been a travel person? I happened to see some of the photos from your latest trip to somewhere else.
Yeah, we went to Nashville. At least once a year we head out. I love this area, so yeah. I've kind of become a homebody. There's so much to do here in the Northwoods, so I tend to stay pretty close to home. But when we do, it's fun to travel and to see other places and to see how other places welcome and invite new visitors. So, yeah, it was a fun trip.
You know, I think sometimes if you live in this area, I don't mean it's it changes in the summertime or during the hunting seasons or that kind of thing as people come into our area. And I think sometimes we don't connect what that means for our local economies.
Definitely.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so economic impact through travel and tourism is huge for us. It is kind of a three-legged stool, you could say. So timber, taconite, and tourism has always been the three-legged stool here. I'm very fortunate to say that we have a diversified economy. Some areas in Minnesota, tourism is their main focus for economic impact. Ours is not. Tourism is that constant thing that just keeps on ticking. It goes up about 1-4% each year. You know, especially for the Northwoods, we have lakes, we have trees, we have trails, an abundance of outdoor recreation. When you think about going up north, you think summertime. We've been trying to focus more on our shoulder seasons, our spring, our fall, and our winter to get people up here year round, for them to understand that value proposition to be up north. Explore Minnesota rolled out a new campaign called Find Your True North. We feel like we are True North. Our hashtag is Head North. You know, we aren't the farthest point north in the state. International Falls obviously holds that. But we just feel like people can come to this area and untap from the everyday world, and that experience that they get is just unlike any other. From an economic standpoint, in the state of Minnesota, tourism is a $15.3 billion industry. Huge economic driver. $42 million a day is spent through tourism. There's 270,000 jobs in the state. And just to kind of give you an idea of the region that your radio station would cover, so I'm going to start over on the west side. So this is broken out by county, so not by city, but Beltrami County is Bemidji. Let's just associate that with Bemidji. So their gross sales is 102,000. They employ over 2,200. So huge economic driver. You look at Cass County, that's $122 million economic impact.
Oh, so the, say Beltrami again, because I think you said 1,000.
Oh, 102 million,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
102 million.
Like, oh, well.
Cass is 122 yeah. million.
Whoa.
Hubbard is 36 million. Lake of the Woods, 38 million. I'm just trying to look at some of the counties that you guys...
Crow Wing?
Crow Wing is considered central, and Crow Wing is $233 million.
Wow. Now, when the people travel, the people we're targeting, are they mostly Minnesota?
They are. We did a visitor profile study back in 2014, and what that told us was about 85% of our visitors are coming from the Minneapolis-St. Paul suburbs. And one of our highest traffic is out of the northwest suburbs. So you think about getting onto 169, any of those suburbs that connect to that easily. So Anoka, you know, Maple Grove, all the northwest suburbs. That is a very high traffic because it's easy to connect from 94, get on 101 and head to 169. We're seeing a bigger drive pattern though out of Duluth. So Duluth, when we did a visitor profile study over 10 years ago, we saw that Duluth was about 3%. It's about 9% now. And what attributes to that is Duluth has done a very good job of marketing themselves, right? Mm-hmm. But people that live there, it gets congested because it's a visitor destination. And tourism is very high economically for them. If you live there, you might not like that congestion, especially on the weekends. And so we are seeing people are coming this way. They're coming inland, Minnesota, but they want trails. They want water. They want to fish. And so things that they get over there, they get over here as well. Obviously, we don't have Lake Superior, but we have great lakes to paddle and to fish, and all of the outdoor recreation that they get to enjoy, we have that over here. So, and I see that that will be a larger percentage when the Tioga Recreation Area is finished, because they love to mountain bike over there. And I think that this is a great opportunity for them to come here. Right now, currently, they go to Cuyuna, but I think that when we have our 30 miles complete, that is a great opportunity for us. Itasca County is 75 million economic impact, and we employ about just roughly 1,500 people through our industry. Now, what I'm trying to get through when I do all these radio stations and interviews this week is I want to make sure people understand the halo effect of this. So there's a spin-off effect of us having tourism as an economic driver for us, and just one of them. So when our businesses are supported by tourism, they employ people. They can employ more people. When we have a good tourist season, they have more money to spend in the community, and they can hire new employees, more employees. Those employees do the same thing that visitors do. They buy gas, they buy bait, they buy groceries, they attend performances, they attend events. So the trickle-down effect is probably bigger than people realize, and businesses that you wouldn't think are impacted by tourism are because of that. So I think that that's the message for me. Next Monday, the 13th, we are hosting the Chamber Luncheon, and we have John Edmond coming from St. Paul. He is the commissioner for Explore Minnesota, and he's going to talk more about that halo effect. They do studies every single year on what that halo effect is. For every $1 that's put into tourism from a marketing standpoint, $9 comes back. So it's a huge economic driver, and it's a good thing to invest in for a community, especially like ours. We have 1,000 lakes. We have, about 300 miles of trails when you talk about all the different trail types, from ATV, hiking, biking, horseback riding. We have lots of opportunity up here for outdoor recreation.
It's Megan Christensen from Visit Grand Rapids. We're talking about the economic impact of tourism, as this is National Travel and Tourism Week. So when you say something like, I don't know how you phrase it, travel and tourism industry,
yes,
kind of what employs, what does that mean?
So that these economic driver calculations are overnight lodging from any type, and then also performances like at the Rife Center, like at the Chanhassen. But it doesn't count retail, gas, bait. Those are not calculated because there's no way to quantify them. Right. Most small mom and pop businesses don't have good point of sale. And so it's really hard to figure out what that zip code, they can't separate it out between locals and visitors.
Mm-hmm. And restaurants would be involved in that too.
Yes, yeah. Restaurants too. Yep.
Well, tell us what things are going on as you get ready for kind of this big season of visitors coming here.
Yeah, we're excited about the new businesses coming to town. We have some great progress. The Downtown Business Association has spurred, and they're going to be doing some like pianos in the street, and we're going to be doing like a block party. And, there's been kind of a resurgence around here. We have two new businesses coming downtown, the Unwind up north, the wine bar. It's featuring Minnesota wines. That's opening up in May. We have the Rapids Brewing Company. That'll open up in June or July. We've had some new ownership taken over. Frame Up has a new owner. We have a new business in the old Reed Drug, S&D Appliance. the mall has had great new businesses come in. We just have seen a resurgence. I think it's just time for us to refresh, renew. There was a big article in the news in Grand Rapids Herald Review last week about the Downtown Business Association, what their hopes are. They're working with the Chamber. They're working with Visit Grand Rapids and others to partner together. And then the Sawmill Inn property is being redeveloped. So that'll be a Best Western Plus that'll come on board next year in 2020. The Walmart is being taken down and brownfielded for an opportunity there. We have a new fitness center going behind Ground Round. Ground Round is changing into the Boulder Tap House. I mean, some really neat things are happening for our community when it comes to, from a tourism profile, but that's also wonderful for us that live here year round, all the locals. And enjoy seeing what's new and the new progress and new development.
Yeah. So you're someone where these things are on your mind, travel. And I think a lot of times we forget about it. You use the phrase close to home, that we can travel like a half an hour away or an hour, hour and a half away and find another community, maybe like ours, but has some new sort of things. I wonder if you can kind of speak to that a little bit of getting out of your own community a little bit too.
Yeah. So I really encourage people to travel, you know, out in Minnesota. Minnesota is a great state. We have a lot of things to offer. And I think that that Explore Minnesota, Find Your True North, it's kind of about your soul. It's not necessarily about staying north. And so Park Rapids has great things. They have an adorable downtown. They have really done a lot of work. They bought into the Main Street concept. And so they have done fabulous things because they have that historic downtown, just like we do. And I think that it's great that you hold on to that. They say that downtowns are what makes people stand apart, not strip malls. You know, you can go to a strip mall anywhere, but your historic downtowns have there's a different feel in every community. Bemidji is just like that. They have a very strong downtown. And their lake walk is just beautiful. They're redoing their art center and moving it back because they're redoing that Paul Bunyan Drive. Mm-hmm. So they've been working on that. They have a great artist community just like we do. And I'm from Bemidji, so you know, I still have lots of family that lives there and I love visiting there. Bemidji State University really helps them and bring natural tourists to the area. You know, parents and students, you know, touring. There's all the games that they have with all of their sports. And then they host a lot of tournaments there. Alexandria, Detroit Lakes, Virginia. Oh my gosh, Virginia is a great artist community. And that range mentality of hardiness and, you know, vigor for continuing on. Hibbing is the same way. The Hull Rust Mine is reopening this year. So that is a fabulous thing to tour. I can keep going on and on and on. But, you know, we have a great state. And I really encourage people to just get out and tour it.
You know, one of the challenges that I think for we that live in northern Minnesota year-round is that adjustment to the busyness, because we get used to we're the only one at the stop sign, and now we have to wait for three or four other cars. So I think that one of the challenges for we who live here all the time is hospitality, and how do we welcome these people and make them make their experience the experience that we desire, which is a peace and a kind of a being in nature and slowing life down. But I think it is a challenge for we who live here all year round.
It is. I live in this world between those that live here and really like the peace and quiet and like, but those business owners that say we need this to stay healthy and vibrant. So it definitely is a balance. I think that what you experience and why you came here is the same way why you would want to invite somebody else.
Right.
That's Megan Christensen from Visit Grand Rapids. A lot of information available at your website as well, right?
Yes, visitgrandrapids.com.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let us know where you're thinking you're going to visit this summer. We'd love to hear from you. Comments at kaxe.org.